Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Cowboy basketball. Hard to believe it. I know we're right smack dab in the middle of football season, but Cowboy basketball begins practices on Monday. We've got senior guard Jason McManaman joining us here on the program. Jason, what's happening today, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right. Practice is just around the corner, man. You start next week on Monday. Hard to believe, or is it ready to? Is it time to start practicing it up there?
Oh, I mean, I'm ready. It's exciting. It's crazy to think it's my last year, but I mean, I'm ready.
It is crazy to think it's your last year, throwing a red shirt season in there as well. The obvious question, has it gone by fast? Take us through back when you were a freshman, getting some playing time, and now as a senior.
Yeah, it's been crazy. It's been a great ride, and I'm just so happy to be where I am now and to have this opportunity as a senior to try and lead this team to great things this season.
How was the Bahamas?
Bahamas is great. It was a great experience for us. Getting to play together. Some of the guys, getting to play together for the first time with a couple transfers and stuff. So it was really good for us.
On the floor, it was good for you guys. But what about off the floor? What kind of things did you guys do? What kind of things, had you ever been over, it's not overseas, but outside of the U.S., so to speak, on an island kind of like that, tropical place?
I've been outside of the United States, but never on an island like that. So that was a really cool experience for me. And we got a lot of opportunities to just get some good team bonding in and hang out and go to the beach a little bit. It was a really good time.
Outside of basketball related activities, and they may have not been your favorite thing anyways, but what was the best part of that trip?
It was being on that resort was really cool. Just hanging out with the team on the beach and swimming around the ocean a little bit. It was really fun and one of those things that you don't get to experience all the time. It was a great thing for us. It was so much fun.
You had three games and, 10 practices while you were there, I think, is what it was. What got accomplished, do you think? What were the biggest things that you guys accomplished during that time on the floor?
I think it was just the first time we were, really all playing together against another opponent. And just building that chemistry is so important. Just to have that chemistry by the time season comes around is just a big thing. I think that really helped us. It's going to help us get there.
Yeah, one of the players that seemed to really step up, and you mentioned building chemistry, and that's the thing that Lou Adams mentioned when I talked to him, I think it was last week, is building that chemistry, but he seemed to fit in quite well. There was a lot of talk of where scoring would come from with you really the biggest returning scorer and some other players having to pick up that slack, and he seemed to do that as not a returner, but a new guy, at least in mm-hmm. those three games.
Yeah, he definitely played really well, and he seemed to fit in right away. He's just very athletic and explosive and can get to the rim and just always, playing so hard and giving up that 110% effort.
Those three games, you got a chance to kind of see what Coach Edwards wanted to maybe put in as an offense, as a defense. What did you learn about the style of play that it seems like you might be playing, at least early on, your indications on that?
What we kind of talked about, we want to play a little bit faster, but it still starts on the defensive end with we got to get stops and we got to get rebounds in order to play faster. So it's going to start with defense, but if we take care of what we need to on defense, hopefully we can get out in transition, get some easier buckets this year.
Do you remember your 3-point percentage last year?
I don't.
Come on, Jason.
I don't know.
44%. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
See, come on. You knew what it was around. You ever sit back and think, that's a big number right there. I mean, that's some of the, you had some of the better shooters in the country, at least statistically, the Buddy Hield category, he was up near 50%. I mean, you're kind of up in that range. Did you ever step back and think, man, I'm really shooting this stuff up here from 3-point range? Did you ever take time to think back about that?
Not really. It's just that's just something that's always been one of my strengths, and at the same time, I try to improve that every year. So I hope this year I can be up in the higher 40s to the 50s, and knockdown shots help the team get wins.
Is that doable? I mean, what do you do practice wise? Have you changed any of your practice routine to do that, or is it just getting up shots each and every day?
Just trying to get up shots every day, and then understanding how teams are, might play me a little different this year. So working on some other parts of my game that so I can continue to get the same shots, but still help the team in other ways.
What other parts of the game would you like to see yourself get better at?
A little more. I always try to work on the ball handling, so just help handle the ball. I'm trying to make some more plays to get my teammates more open shots. That's a big thing for me, and just always limiting those turnovers.
We know the guys that are coming back that they got some time last year, but outside of Lou, who we heard his name a lot in that trip to the Bahamas in some of the write-ups. What's a name or two that Cowboy fans can get used to hearing for this coming season, do you think?
There's a lot of guys that are going to have a huge part of this team, it's hard to say one or two guys, but in the Bahamas, I think Jordan Nandu did a great job. He's that big presence in the middle there. It's going to really help us offensively, defensively, rebounding. Just banging with those other teams, big guys. I think it's going to be big for us this year.
So when you start practice on Monday, Jason, you'll be a month away from that exhibition opener in Torrington. Are you going to get even more excited as that comes up, a chance to play in front of the home crowd? Because I understand tickets are going pretty fast up there.
Yeah, that's an awesome thing. I'm already excited for that, but I'm sure as it gets closer, I'll get more excited. But we'll have this month of practice, and then that's going to be something I'm definitely looking forward to.
What are the chances that every single seat that's filled in that thing is a Torrington native?
I don't know. That'd be pretty cool, though, if that was the case.
How would you like to see, what would be the ultimate way to end your career at the University of Wyoming, Jason, in your mind?
Just having the best season that we can this year as a team, just maximizing our potential. Whatever that may be, we don't know that yet, and, we'll continue to figure that out as the season goes on. But, just whatever that is, the best we can be.
Jason McManaman joining us here in the Sports Zone. How'd the golf game go over the summer?
I only got a chance to play it a few times, but it was all right. It could be a little better.
Yeah? What are you shooting?
I think the couple times I played, I saw in the mid-80s.
Okay.
Not bad.
Yeah, okay. I knew you were a bit of a golfer. I was just wondering if you had time to get out there and play any.
Yeah, I did a little bit.
Who do you play with when you go?
Sometimes I go out with my dad just some friends.
Do you play there in Laramie, or do you go up back to Torrington and play at the, God, I can't even think of the name of the course there. I played it so many times, but I can't think of it.
I usually play in Laramie.
In Laramie at Jacoby. Yeah. I didn't get to play Jacoby this year. I was a little upset, but my golf game sucked so bad this year. It wasn't even worth it. So, all right, you guys, what are practices under Alan Edwards like compared to that of Larry Shiat?
They're both different. They're obviously both great coaches, but I just like the energy and the intensity that Coach Edwards and staff brings to practice. And when they step on the court and they're just really bringing in every day and have that high energy, it makes you just ready to go every day of practice. And I think that's big for us.
Not saying one's better, one's or whatever is, but you can tell there's a little bit of a difference in the way each of them conducts the way they want to get things done, though.
Yeah, there's definitely a little bit of a difference, and I've been part of both. I like both of them, and I think this. The way that Coach Edwards is handling practice is the best for our team right now. And I think it's that high energy, high intensity, that look that every coach. Manager, everyone brings to practice every day. It's a great thing to have.
So Monday, you get practices going. A month from that date, November 3rd, the exhibition season going, and then a week after that, the regular season gets going. Jason McManaman, we do appreciate the time, man, and we'll talk soon. Thank you so much.